Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 19, His Truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John 8, verse 32. Hiro Onoda was a soldier who refused to give himself up when the Japanese emperor surrendered in 1945. He stayed in the jungle, hiding for 29 years, long after World War II had ended. He only surrendered when, in March 1974, his former commander flew to where Onoda was and reversed his orders from 1945. Can you imagine hiding and surviving in the jungle for almost 30 years after the war was over? How about us? Are we living with the joy of salvation that Jesus achieved for us, or are we still under the yoke of fear? There are two radically different types of Christians today, enslaved and redeemed, and you can usually tell the difference right away. It is sad to see so many Christians still hiding in the religious jungle, barely surviving 2,000 years after the loud cry of Jesus, "It is finished," reverberated throughout the universe. John 19, verse 30. In the Gospel of John, truth is closely associated with the person of Jesus. Jesus announced that he is the truth. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." John 14, verse 6. Back to John 8, Jesus was talking to the Jews who supposedly believed in him. "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John 8, verses 31 and 32. But the listeners of Jesus reminded him that they were Abraham's descendants. Completely disregarding their current oppression under the Romans and dismissing their past bondage in Egypt and Babylon, they claimed that they had never been enslaved to anyone. How could they be set free? This is where Jesus clearly states that freedom is not found in your ancestry, pedigree, or religious system. Sin is an equal opportunity oppressor, and Jesus is the only answer. Everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. John 8, verses 34 to 36. The war has been won. Jesus is victorious. Do not be enslaved by fear, but rejoice. He makes us free indeed.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!